Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Mother Teresa. Born in Albania in 1910, Mother Teresa entered the Sisters of Loreto in 1928. She served in Bengal, India, as a teacher for girls from wealthy families. However, in 1942, she made a vow to give to God anything he might ask and not to refuse him anything. Then, on Tuesday, September 10th, 1946, on a train bound for Darjeeling, she had a mystical encounter with Christ. She saw a big crowd of people who cried out to her, "Come, come, save us. Bring Jesus to us." And then she heard the voice of Jesus pleading with her, "Come, come, carry me into the holes of the poor. Come be my light." This double invitation from the crowd of poor and from Jesus echoed with her the rest of her days. At first, though, she hesitated because right then she had a stable, safe, and pretty comfortable life. However, again Jesus spoke to her with words that cut her to the heart. He said to her, "You have come to India for me. The thirst you had for souls brought you so far. Are you afraid to take one more step for your spouse, for me, for souls? Is your generosity grown cold? Am I second to you? You did not die for souls. That is why you don't care what happens to them. Your heart was never drowned in sorrow, as it was my mother's. We both gave our all for souls. And you? You are afraid that you will lose who you think you were, and that you will be wanting in perseverance. But it's not true. Your vocation is to love and suffer and save souls. And by taking this step, you will fulfill my heart's desire. And that is your vocation." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
About that time, Mother Teresa read a biography of St. Francis Cabrini, who left her home in Italy to become a missionary in America in 1889. Reflecting on her life, Mother Teresa wrote, "Mother Cabrini did not wait for souls to come to her. She went to them with zealous workers. Why can't I do the same for Jesus here in India?" Yet Mother Teresa didn't feel capable. And in reply, Jesus said to her, "You are, I know, the most incapable person, weak and sinful. But just because you are that, I want to use you for my glory. Wilt thou refuse?" So in 1948, she left the comfort and security of her convent and, walking through the gates with just 5 rupees, the equivalent of 5 pennies, she went out into the dark holes of the slums of India to bring the light of Jesus to the poor, steeped in the darkness of sin and abandoned by any help in the world. And from that day forward, her aim was to bring souls to God and God to souls. In 1950, 12 women joined her, and the Missionaries of Charity began. She writes, "The aim of the Missionaries of Charity is to satiate the thirst of Jesus on the cross for love and for souls. Today, the Missionaries of Charity number more than 5,000 in 766 different homes across 139 countries, serving countless poor." And like Mother Cabrini before her, Mother Teresa was adamant, "We will not wait for souls to come to us. We will go in search of them." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Mother Teresa knew that alone she was totally incapable to bring the light of Jesus to those in darkness. Therefore, she was convinced that the work of comforting those in the greatest need would be impossible without the continual presence and grace of Jesus, which she received every day in the Eucharist and a deep life of prayer. Jesus would have to do everything, she would say. We have just to follow. So no matter how busy they were or how great of need they faced, Mother Teresa and the missionaries of charity rely not on themselves. They rely on Jesus by spending at least 1 hour each day with him in Eucharistic adoration. On days in which they face too much to do, Mother Teresa would spend 2 hours with Jesus, confident that while things might be humanly impossible for her and her sisters, nothing was impossible for God if they relied on him. And Mother Teresa was also consecrated to Mary and very devoted to the Rosary. In fact, the rule of the missionaries of charity was never to go to the slums without first praying the Rosary. In fact, Mother Teresa would say, "Cling to the Rosary, for without Our Lady, we cannot stand." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus made it clear that we must take care of the poor. And Mother Teresa reminds us that there are three kinds of poor. The materially poor, those who are socially poor, and those who are spiritually poor. And she would say, Calcutta is everywhere. And the greatest, most serious form of poverty is spiritual. To live life without food, water, shelter, or health care, that's bad. But to live life without a relationship with God is far worse, because physical poverty will end. Spiritual poverty, to live without God, could go on forever. So we need to ask ourselves, who are the people we live with, are friends with, interact with, work with, who do not have the light of Jesus? What good is it to hear about the life of Mother Teresa unless we too answer the call of Jesus? Can you not hear him? Come, come, carry me into the holes of the poor. Come be my light. Now, I'm the rosary guy, but I too have fears and doubts, and I'm full of sin, and I'm attached to my routines and comforts just like anybody. Still, I desperately want to be a good donkey who carries Mary and Jesus to others. But I can only do very little. And I can't do this alone. And I can't go to the people who are in your life. But we can do this together. Can you hear those around you? Come. Come save us. Bring us to Jesus. And can you hear Jesus? Wilt thou refuse? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now you might say, well, I'm no Mother Teresa. I just want to help my family and friends to heaven. That's precisely our call. We are called to bring the light of Jesus to a small crowd by living a simple way of life of friendship with Jesus and friendship with others. We simply need to commit to spend time in friendship with Jesus every day in prayer, and then commit to spend time with family and friends, your small crowd, regularly. Make the commitment to invite the people in your life to get together regularly. And God has even given us one special day for this, Sunday, the special day for family and friends. How about this? Every Sunday, invite family and friends for a meal, drinks, dessert, go to a park. I don't care what you do, but do something together. And while you do it, talk and delight in one another. But don't watch screens. That's not spending time together. Stop kidding yourself. But we need to go a step further. Make the commitment to talk with each of them one-on-one. Why? Because one-on-one is where we really get to know people, understand them, and it's the place where we can challenge them and hold them accountable. But that's hard to do in a small group, if not impossible. So if you're serious about helping the poor, then begin with the poor that God has entrusted to your life. Now, Our Lady wants her children to live a simple way of life, of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Can you hear Jesus calling you? Come, come, carry me into the holes of the poor. Come be my light. And can you hear those closest to you saying, come, come save us, bring us to Jesus? Wilt thou refuse? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end, amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I was struck by a little interview I saw with Matthew Stafford, the quarterback of the Los Angeles Rams. They just won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. He's been in the league a long time. He's 35 now, and he was saying that he was struggling to connect in friendship with the younger players. You know, friendship on a team is really vital. Mm-hmm. And he described the situation of what it used to be, what he called the old days. I mean, he's only 35, so the old days.
A decade ago. I guess in football, would he be entering the league at 18 or after college?
He probably entered when he was 22.
Okay.
So he's been in the league for 13 or so years. So it's interesting, he entered prior to the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in the early days, after practice, the players would shower, then they would hang out together. They would play cards, or there'd be a ping pong tournament going on, something. At the very least, they would be talking. But he says now, after practice, after they shower, they all just sit on their phones mm-hmm. alone. And it struck me because a friend of mine is a nurse at a big university hospital. And she told me recently that it used to be that it was easy for her to connect with the younger nurses, but now, whenever they get a break, they're just on their phone in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I hear Jesus and Mother Teresa talking about the poor, what I think about are the poor people who are immersed in isolation, loneliness, and they're suffering from a poverty of friendship.
Dang. Yeah, no, you're so right. And that's a really good connection to draw. Because I think that's something I haven't thought about in a while, because I've been fortunately so far removed from it. Most of my friends don't have social media. But this was something we realized in high school was very much to our benefit as Catholics. When we're talking about, I don't know, the main draw of our faith to a younger generation was that in high school, it was actually very easy to show people the difference in lifestyle between someone who's giving in to that very, it's a very, you don't have to go out of your way to do it. It just pulls you in that, it's so much easier to just sit on your phone. I succumb to that when it comes to social situations. It's very easy when you're in a group of people, there's not much to talk about, and you don't have to talk because you can just get on your phone, even in very small, like passing social situations. But I feel like we utilized it very well in high school and in early college within our friend group, that we would get friends together, and the main difference is that we wouldn't be on our phone or watching anything. We would just get together and just hang out and talk, to the point where when all of our friends got to college, they, like five of the guys, moved into a house together. And in like a matter of like a month or two, just completely turned the culture around for like our campus center, because they would just be hosting almost like at least every weekend, but every single day there would be about like 10 people just hanging out in that house every single day, because people were like, who are these freshmen that just showed up, and they're so social and they're so welcoming, and it's so natural and it's so different, because you walk into the room and everyone's so present and they're there and they want to be with you, that it was easy to introduce people into the friend group and into this lifestyle of good conversation, of friendship, of the rosary, because there's this disparity. There's such a lack, and there's such a difference that it's stark When you invite people over, and you, it's easy in a way, in a way that should be very motivating. It's easy to show people how fulfilling it can be if you just put down the phones and you are truly with them for a moment.
Well, it's striking. You said that they turned the culture.
Yeah.
By doing three things.
Mm.
Invitation, hosting.
Yeah.
And then talking.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
And making it low effort, spontaneous. It wasn't draining to everyone involved. It didn't take weeks of planning, which I know it's especially hard outside of college.
It didn't take a lot because it was their way of life.
That you just hit the nail on the head. It was just the way of life. It was, and that's why it's so important to just live this way so that you can bring others into it.
This is why we have this goofy tagline. Be apostles of friendship, mm-hmm. and good conversation and the rosary. It's just a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I love about what we do as an extended family every Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Every Sunday afternoon, we get together at our house or Sarah and Nick's house or Xavier and Annie's house or somewhere. And what do? We just simply have a meal,
mm-hmm.
and we talk and we listen to music together.
Yeah, I think of how blessed my nephews are just to every week, often more than just Sunday, having such a large family get together and just be with them. And we delight in them. And I feel like very often there's so much darkness around how people perceive their families and having to go hang out with their family, and it's this thing to escape, but it's just part of their daily life.
Now I'm going to challenge our listeners.
Oh.
Because it's so easy for us to just retreat into
mm-hmm.
our comfort, our routine, our work, our entertainment, because people and relationships are demanding. And do you know what they demand? That we change.
Mm.
And we don't want to change.
Yeah, and it's frustrating at first, quite honestly. If you are the one making the change and you're trying to invest in others and you're seeing them looking down at their phones, it's an uphill battle. But, I mean, the view is beautiful from the top. You also can't help people to the top unless you try to reach that first and help them up. But I really want to highlight one fact that's just, we talk about it so often, this unfortunate culture around technology. But if you look at it in a different light, it is a gap in our society right now. It's creating this big hole, this emptiness. But in that emptiness, there really is something that can be filled. And everyone recognizes it. And bringing it back to Mother Teresa especially, what I admire so much about her is the fact that she wasn't just a saint. She's a name that falls up there with Gandhi. Like, she's such a cultural phenomenon that she struck the whole world, secular and not, just with who she was, because there was a gap that she completely filled and changed how people saw humanity, that we are capable of being like her. Maybe people looked at it in another light and said, I could never be like that. But everyone knows her name. Not because she was some, I don't know, right now you have to be pretty crazy. You've got to be some kind of Donald Trump, Elon Musk, controversial, flamboyant, out there kind of figures. But she captured the culture. And we can do the same. We can see this emptiness and we can try to fill it. And it's truly not that hard if you know what people are lacking and we just start to show them how to fill their lives again.
So as we wrap up, what would you say are the few things that people need to do?
Invite despite all of the rejection. Doesn't matter how much people say no or ignore you or it just falls flat. You could honestly assume that 70% of your plans will fall through, to be optimistic.
I think you're right. Invite. How about this? Invite and delight. Invite and delight.
Yeah.
Invite, and whenever you get together with somebody, just delight in them.
Just
invite,
be excited about whatever delight. It is you get. It probably won't be the plan you even initially made. But it's really about spontaneity and being in the present with those people, because that's what they're lacking.
Yeah. They don't have anybody who really delights
just
in them.
Just for the love of God, don't invite a ton of people over and then, I don't know, talk about like last night's game. No small talk. And I would... Like, I'd love to just sit down with people and talk hockey. Twice in the last week, we got to sit down with Archbishop and talk baseball. But those
were
still...
And you don't even like baseball.
I know nothing about baseball. I've gone to multiple baseball games, and I couldn't tell when they were playing and when they weren't playing.
I don't know if anybody knows the difference in baseball, whether they're playing or not.
But truly, it was still a really delightful conversation around baseball. We found something great to talk about in or about baseball, but still it's get people together, but you do have to go farther. I will say, as easy as I make it out to be, you need to take advantage of those moments with your friends, because we do need to be aware of the fact that that time is not limitless. Mm-hmm. Not here, at least.
No, you're right. It's going to come to an end, so let's make the most of it.
Don't talk about last night's game. Mostly because it's not hockey season right now, so you couldn't be talking about last night's game, and you should only be talking about hockey.
Did I tell you that I met a priest who is obsessed with hockey?
Didn't you say... Actually, I think Mom was the one who told me that he still plays. He's a goaltender, isn't he?
No, he's a...
Oh, he warms up with the goaltender for the Mavericks or something.
Yeah, but he's whoever the hockey player is in the middle.
He's a...
Center?
Forward or defenseman? I guess a center.
Center.
You got left wing, right wing, center, I guess.
Yeah, he's center.
Yeah. Wow. I know they have the Providence Friars as a hockey team, so maybe he's their mascot.
Well, I like the way you summed it up. Invite and delight.
I think you summed it up that way, but
no,
I'll give you a pat on the back for that one.
So... Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.